What up? We're back. We're back at it. It's another confession. We're stuck in traffic. I don't even know where this podcast is going, but I appreciate you listening, so fuck with me. What's going on? How's everybody out there in the world? Hope y'all are good. Hope you're better off than me right now. I got a bit of an irritation going. I'm at a crossroad right now. I'm at a crossroad right now with my career, I should say. So I left active duty earlier this spring. I had a couple months off, let the mind unwind. You know, I had that luxury to take a moment, get back in school, get things going, get back to my family. You know, if you've listened to me before, if you even remember this, or you give a shit, who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you listen, you know I challenged my legacy and decided to come home and be around my family back in the South. So, in doing that, I ended up getting on board with a company. And, you know, initially, the interview was great. It's actually the craziest interview I've ever been with. It happened at a restaurant. It happened at a restaurant, which was weird. You know, they were really trying to court me. I did have a few other offers, but I ultimately decided to go with them based off of what the hiring person, you know, the hiring authority at the table was offering me. You know, they said, you know, hey, you know, are you willing to work on weekends? And I'm like, in the event of an emergency, yes. Hey, are you willing to stay late? If it means do or die, of course. I'm all for the team. I'm all for making sacrifices. Now, I've been here about 100 days, I should say. And I'm ready to walk out the front door. I'm ready to walk out the front door. You know, over the past 100 days, the true color, you know, you are who you say you are, you know? And not even that. That's a bad analogy because they're not who they say they are, right? The company's in the middle of a unmanaged merger. They are acquiring companies left and right, and all of these companies similarly do the same thing, right? They all similarly do the same thing, right? But there is no one managing the merger, so there is no structure to what's happening right now. Only thing that is happening is more work is being assigned, but there's no clear-cut direction. And for me, leaving the military, if anybody's listening to this and you've been in the service, you know there's a lot of dysfunction, right? Because we end up in a lot of gray areas. There's SOPs. There's a saying, SOPs are written in blood, right? And what they mean by that is an SOP is a standard operating procedure for my non-military folks, right? And when we say SOPs are written in blood, we mean that someone died and we're changing the rules now so no one else dies because of an oversight, right? Humvee rollover, helicopter crash, shoot, you know, accidental shooting on the range, wandering into artillery fire. Like, this shit has happened. people fucking died from the craziest circumstances, and that's how we, unfortunately, that's how we refine our processes. Now, people are always working at all times to make sure that the base in which you officiate your career and your daily life in the military, you have a base to relate to, right? That's why there's a million manuals and 1,000 different abbreviations, you know, for every single thing in the military, because we're always trying to create a process for everything. And that's fine and dandy. It doesn't always work. Sometimes we throw the playbook out, but you still have a basic, like, knowledge of how to move forward. And that is how I operate, right? I come from the machine, right? And I operate in that fashion. And I'm having a tough time adjusting to a company that does not. That they are dysfunctional at all levels. That the wrong people are in the wrong positions. Everybody has a title. Everybody's a manager. Everybody's a VP of something. Everybody's a director of something. And they actually direct nothing. They're just a normal worker when you look in the grand scheme of things. And this fosters a world of ego and favoritism and coddling and nepotism and just dysfunction that I just cannot roll with. Being a black dude in the military is hard enough. You know, I try not to name the branch that I was in just because my opinions are fucking off the wall sometimes. But I was in the Coast Guard for 10 years, you know, and I'm a reservist now. And being a black dude in the Coast Guard, there are no black people in the Coast Guard, okay? Let alone, you know, the Navy or, you know, there are no black people in the Coast Guard. Like, there's like 10, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so few because it's already a small branch of service that's already spread thin, that's already, you know, underfunded, underbudgeted, overworked. You know, I've been doing that for 10 years. And I've done it successfully, and I've been awarded properly and recognized properly, and my name holds its value and its weight. So I'm used to exceeding the expectation of, you know, I'm used to excellent being the standard, right? Where we have to be perfect, we have to be on time, because unlike the Army and unlike the Navy and the Air Force and the Marine Corps, there's only 50,000 active duty people in the Coast Guard. So there's no backup coming, right? Who rescues the rescuers, right? That's what I used to tell my guys all the time. Like, yeah, this is logistics. We did a little different kind of logistics where we related to more special operations. So it was a bit more high intensity, high op tempo. A lot of deployments, a lot of people, a lot of things moving, pieces and parts, money coming in, people going out, you know, refining the equipment, working with vendors. Like, the processes in which Special Operations operates within the Coast Guard is very similar to NSW, of how it's a blank check. It's always evolving. You have to know your shit. You have to be a one-man fucking army and hold down your team. So they're able to get their fucking mission done. So that is who I am. That's where I'm coming from, right? You know, and that's the standard I operate off. That's the base that I operate off of. And the environment that I like to be in is that kind of environment. Now, I don't want to be on active duty anymore. And, you know, I made that decision to come home. But, man, just today, guys, I'm telling you, man, I've never quit a job in my motherfucking life, but I was one more fucking rude ass sentence away from just being like, fuck you, and fuck you, I'm fucking out of here. Because I get a GI Bill, I get my reserve pay, you know, this job is just for the books. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, man, like, You gotta have those moments where you look in the mirror and you say, fuck this. And that's a critical part of being successful, is don't suffer, man. You know, like, I'm talking to you guys because I'm telling you I'm moving on. You know, I'm already approaching some other positions that put me back in the defense sector, where I can I can be around the things that I'm used to, right? The terminology, the people, the mission, the product, the purpose. I need to be around that. But if you're listening to me and you're relating, you have to remember, don't settle for because you're comfortable, right? Because this job gets you from check to check, from month to month to month. Like, fuck that, man. I chose not to be unhappy. Like Gary Vee changed... I'm telling you right now, Gary Vee changed my fucking life. He said, make happiness your North Star. You know, people wake up every day miserable as fuck. They hate their fucking lives. They chain smoke all day. They go home and drink. They mope. Like, I have issues. I fight depression and anxiety. And, you know, the things that I've been through and the things that I've witnessed, you know, that has changed me as a man internally. And that is for me to tackle my own demons. But I won't compound that with being unhappy with my work. You know, being in the service, we all go to that one unit that makes you want to get out. And then you come across that one person who makes it all worth it. And then that leads to the unit that is perfect, you know, or the situation that is perfect, or the command that treats you right. And it's the same thing in the business world. Look to the, you know, you see that you can point out toxicity right away. And there's no reason to wallow in it, right? There's no reason to wallow in toxicity, man. You know, because you're going to end up hurting yourself, and that in turn ends up hurting your family, right? Because when you come home stressed out and angry and you're depressed, and, you know, it doesn't help, man. You know, paying the bills, fuck that as an existence, man. You know, there's way more opportunity out there than you realize, you know. And that's something I have to do. I almost got comfortable in these. I honestly had to stop myself today because I was almost like, nah, fuck it. Like, you know, I had to stop justifying why I'm still here, because I realized this shit 60 days in that this is not a good fit for me. But I gave it some time to, like, okay, maybe, you know, they're trying to, you know, maybe, and it's not. And I see that. You know, I see that. I see that the writing is on the wall. You know, people are starting to notice that I'm not happy. You know, I'm very quiet. I'm very reserved. I stay in the supply room with the door shut, you know, because the interactions that I'm having, they're just not positive. You know, people do dumb shit all fucking day. And then I have to fix this, I have to fix that. And it's just, I don't want to be there again. You know, especially in an organization that is just dysfunctional because they have not provided structure. You know, they haven't provided because they were a small company who just got it done, and now they've been purchased by a larger company who hired me, and I'm trying to bring in that structure, and it's not working. You know, it's not working. You know, so where I'll be in 30, 40 days, I don't know. But it will not be with this company. And if you're feeling this way, if you're, you know, in the same boat as me, where it's like, man, I've been in this job a year, 2 years, and I just fucking hate my life. Well, obviously you don't like your job, right? And there could be a number of other factors, I don't know, but I'm saying there's no reason to be unhappy where you work if the rest of your life is not also working for you. You got to work at these things. They're not going to change in a night, in a day. But, you know, when you get home, that anger, turn it into motivation and revamp your fucking resume. Get on Indeed, upload it, and just fire away hundreds of applications. You know, hit quick apply where it just auto applies your resume, and just fire that motherfucker off. You know, fire it off all day, all day, all day. Just keep fucking firing it off. Don't stop. Just keep firing it off. Keep firing it off. And it's going to hit. You know, somebody's going to see you as an asset. And it's going to hit, you know, because there's no reason to be unhappy, you know. And, you know, where I am is probably where you are, you know. And if you're a veteran, man, it's the same thing. Like, if you're a veteran and you hear this podcast, you know, we're all in the same boat when you get into the real world. You know, we feel like we're behind the ball, right? Because you've just been working, you know. You've been enlisted. You may not have gone to school while you were enlisted. Not everybody has the luxury of going to online school because you're working your ass off. But if you're a veteran and you got more than 4 years, you have no reason to not be in school. Getting your GI Bill, going to school online and do one night class a week at St. Leo or one of these schools that set you up perfectly to where you spend as little time in school as possible and you get all the GI Bill and you still work a full-time job. You know, you pull in $1,700, $2,000, wherever you live. You know, if you did it in fucking San Fran, you'd be making an extra $4,500 a month. You know, with a job out there that with the average pay of being $85,000, $90,000, like, you're fucking golden. You know, like, if you're a veteran, you have no reason. You have zero reason. Unless it's health related or family, even then, like, you have to make the room for it. Because as a veteran, your experience is unmatched on the market. It's unmatched because there's no one out there who's done what you've done except other veterans. And even then, everybody's experience is completely different. We could have worked in the same exact shop and our resumes will be totally fucking different. You know, there'll be two different fucking things. So, you are unique. You are an asset. You are a tool. You know, get on LinkedIn. Make a bomb-ass profile. You know, stay active. Add people. Network hard. You know, do what you gotta do, man. And it'll hit one day. That shit will fucking hit. And if you're a civilian, go to fucking school. You know, apply for your whatever state, federal, whatever. Just go to fucking school. There's no reason to not be in school. Not saying school will solve your problems, but while you're in a learning mode, you tend to iron out things that you kind of just left to the wind, right? Like me, I'm now working on a fucking business plan. Like, I just studying and I fucking was like, damn, yo, this is fucking a great idea. I started doing my market research. No one else is doing this shit. So in a year, when I drop this fucking white paper, hopefully I can build a team around it. And I don't have to work in logistics anymore. I don't have to be a master of my craft. I can become a businessman. And even then, I can still work in logistics and start my own company. Like, I may still do it without that. I may still start my own company without it. You know, there's so much opportunity out there. You know, if you're like me and you're real and the writing is on the wall and you're just kind of ignoring it because it's paying bills A through C, that's fine. But don't forget that it's only 8 hours a day. Okay? There's 24 hours in a day. Eight of those hours, you're gonna fucking deal with the shit show. But you have from 5 to 10 p.m. You have 5 hours to get on the internet and figure it out. You know? And even then, you have your lunch break. You have your downtime at work. You know, figure it out. Get out there. Figure your shit out. Trust me, because I'm there too. You know? I'm there too, man. You know, I got bills. I'm not fucking famous. I'm just speaking my truth over the waves of the internet, you know. So get out there, get up. The only way you change your trajectory is by looking where you need to go, not where you need to be. Because where you need to go is completely from where you need to be. Where you need to be is at work, right? Where you need to go is your dreams. I need to get there. Where I need to be is at work. I need to go home, stay out of the bar, stay off Amazon, right? Save your fucking money, delete all your shopping apps, delete all those apps, download, you know, Robinhood, throw a couple bucks, you know, into a couple different, you know, a couple different stocks, let it sit, you know, like, shave it down, you know, you don't need Netflix, and Hulu, and Prime, and, you know, you don't need all this shit, you know, you don't need it all, you know, is it cool to have, sure. Do you need to go to LA Fitness for $54 a month? No. You can go to Crunch for $10.99. Or you can take that $50 and go buy some ankle weights and go running. You know? Buy a bicycle. You know, just... You gotta change your habits. Change your habits. Change your mindset. Change your situation eventually. And it'll all hit. You know? I do it all the time. You know? I walked away from 10 years... You know, I have a lot of weight when it comes to being in the service. And my opinion goes very fucking far. And I decided that my legacy wouldn't be what I do for the government, but what I do for myself. And if you're in that situation, you gotta just take a look around your world, man. You know, if you're not in a if you're not happy, if happiness isn't your North Star, then you're wrong. You're already wrong. You're already wrong. Sorry, this is my jam. I love this Big Crit album, man. You know, you're already wrong. Whether it be relationships, work, school, whatever, just fucking go get it, man. Who gives a fuck about the people's opinions, right? Their opinions ain't paying your fucking bills. Love won't get you on the fucking bus either. Alright? 50 Cent said it the best. Find out when you fucking broke. Love won't get you on the bus. You feel me? So, again, I know I'm expanding and this is, you know, it's a vent. I haven't written anything down. So, you know, if you're not happy in your marriage, if you're not happy in your relationship, just fucking say it. Just say it. I am not happy. I don't like, just, you have to say it. Because if you don't say it, sadness turns into anger and anger turns into violence. That's how that works. So get yourself on the right path. If you're not happy with your spouse because of, you know, they drink too much, they smoke too much, they're overweight, they spend too much money, they're on their phone too much. They are fucking scandalous. They're, you know, they're this, they're that. They're over here, they're over there. Like, you have to point it out. Me and my... And I hate to turn to the relationship, but... Me and my wife, you know, we do this thing where it's like... It's just like, what am I doing wrong? Right? Like, is it... Like, I just ask her, hey, is it... What am I doing? And I don't do it all the time, but maybe, like, twice a year. Maybe once a year, I'm just like, hey, like... Is there something I'm doing wrong? You know? I know we got a lot going on. I know we got, you know, the kids and school and custody battle and, you know, fucking, you know, reserve... You know, we're still in the military because we're reserves now. You know, we're a reserve family. You know, so I'm always on standby for any disaster. You know, I'm lending assistance to the Bahamian response. And, you know, I'm a phone call away from being sent off to some faraway land because of, my experience. So, you know, there's a lot going on. And that's the same thing for your life. Even if we have a different situation. You know, you have work, kids, you're tired. You know, you just have this, you have that. Like, parents, family, I have it all too. But at the end of the day, like, the person you sleep next to is the person you're building a life with, right? And if you're not happy with them or just the state of your situation, just fucking say something. It doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't have to be an argument. But you just have to say it. You have to be, you just have to be a part of the solution. You know, you have to be a part of the solution. And I just ask my wife, like, yo, what am I doing that you don't like? Or am I doing something wrong? You know, like, I have issues. We fight, we bicker, we move on. But that stuff kind of still sits on the brain a little bit. You know, and I ask her, like, what's going on? You know, and she'll ask me, what do you mean? She'll look at me crazy, like, what do you mean? There's something, like, what did I do? You know? And I'm like, no, like, you know, we argued last month and it was pretty intense. And, you know, we apologized, we kissed, made love, moved on. But it's still kind of like, well, how did we get there? And she'll tell me, like, you know, I don't like the way you speak to me sometimes. You know, you curse a lot, not at me, but I know you're cursing at the situation. And I do. I curse like a fucking sailor. If you listen to this podcast, I say fuck every 5 seconds. You know, I do curse a lot. You know, and then in arguments, I get... If I see the argument is going nowhere, right, I will just start saying, hey, look, I don't want to be in this room right now. I'll tell her, like, look, you know, like, my anxiety is kicking in. You know, the red is filling up in my eyes. I'm not hearing you anymore. I'm trying to give her the warning signs because I do have PTSD. And I understand that. And I accept my flaws. So I let her know, like, yo, this argument is going the wrong direction. You know? And sometimes she doesn't see it. Because it happens. We're people. We're flawed creatures. But two broken pieces make a whole... You know, two broken pieces make one complete piece. So, you know, we try to compliment each other everywhere we can. You know? So, we have these talks. And we hash it out. And I do the best I can to change how I react to things. Or whatever she says that she doesn't like. Hey, you know, cool. I will fucking work on it. It's not that hard. It's not a fucking John Legend song. Okay, this isn't ABC Family. This isn't a rom-com. It's fucking reality. You know? And if you are with someone who doesn't respect you and your boundaries and who you are as a person, and they don't adjust to things that you're asking them, hey, yo, that makes me uncomfortable, or I don't like the way this goes or that goes, how can, you know, then just, hey, it's not going to work out. I'm telling you right now. Kids don't fix anything. Marriage doesn't fix anything. The only thing that fixes things are two people who want to become one person. That's what happens when you get in a relationship. It's two people becoming one. And with that, things have to give and take and move. And that's just a reality of it. And a lot of dudes and a lot of young people have a hard time understanding that, because there are a lot of young couples out there who come from young parents who are not together, right? Who are not together. I'm 30. You know, my mother and father have been married for 30-something years. They've been married a long fucking time. Over 35 years. Some wild shit like that. You know, my dad's 70 and my mom is 60, essentially. Give or take a few. I'm a bad son if I don't know their exact age. But, you know, they're 10 years apart. But they've been together all my life. And I've seen them argue and fight, ups and downs. They've almost been divorced a dozen times. But they're retired now. You know, I had a good example. You know, my wife did not. She did not get a good example of, you know, who a man is supposed to be from her father. She got it from her uncle, who loves me dearly. And I love him dearly with all my heart. And I love her mom, you know. And we have all these, there's all these dynamics. So, you know, I'm being a fucking 1,000% honest with you guys. I mean, I don't tell people this shit, but, you know, you guys are my audience and I fuck with you and I want you to fuck with me. And, you know, I hope the words that I'm spitting, you just fucking relate to. You know, hopefully we can get on the same page here. You know, I'm not trying to be a motivational coach or a speaker. I'm telling you what's going on in my motherfucking life and how I'm navigating it. If that is a fucking light bulb moment for you, then hey, man, thank you for listening. You feel me? So again, make happiness your North Star, man, because I'm doing the same. And that, and it's with my careers, with my wife. You know, I've made some hard fucking choices, and, you know, that's just what it is, man. And I'm having to make another hard choice, and that's moving on from this company. You know, my marriage is great. You know, like, it's scary for me to say that, because I've never had a relationship that worked out. I've always gotten done fucking dirty. And I don't know why. And I think it's because I was trying to treat women like how my father always treated my mother. You feel me? Like, I've never been like a dog, fucking mad hoe. I just never, that's never been my wave. I don't have that energy. It doesn't come off of me, man. Like, I just always been hella cool. Like, I treat people like people. Females are females. Males are males. Like, I'm not gonna be having sexual innuendos in all my conversations. Like, I would never even, like, approach it. Like, I would never even approach a female on some, yo, let's get some coffee kind of shit. I've never done that shit. I have never been like, yo, I need to holler at her. Yo, I got to get her number. Like, that has never fucking happened. Ever. For me, man. Like, I just never been that. I've never been that type of dude. Like, I just been mad chill. And I just, like, I just, I had my OG told me, he's like, yo, just be gravity, right? I'm gonna leave y'all with this. My OG just told me, yo, be gravity, right? And what he meant by that is, if you look at the universe and what gravity is the natural pull of all things in its direction, right? Gravity can be positive and it can be negative, right? Gravity can be positive because if you look at the planet Earth, we live in the Goldilocks zone, right? And it could also be negative if you look at a black hole. It destroys everything that enters its path. So what kind of gravity are you going to have? You know, are you going to make people comfortable enough to naturally be themselves around you? Because that's what that's how I took it. I was like, damn, this dude just blew my fucking mind. So I always told my crew, like, yo, just chill. Let's just do us, right? Let's just have a good time. Let's enjoy each other's company. Let's laugh. Let's joke. Let's drink. Let's smoke cigarettes. Let's tell sea stories. Let's be loud. Let's have a good time. You know, and eventually that energy will gravitate to other people and bring them in and be like, oh, hey, I overheard. Because when I was stationed in New Orleans, this used to happen all the time. Like, I go out with like 8-9 of my homies, whether that be male, female, it's the military, so it's a mixed bag. You know, everybody's a different color, a different race, a different religion, whatever the fuck. And we just go have a great time for us, right? We just have a good time for us. No one's flagging. No one's got solid colors on. No one's trying to be a tough guy. We're not even looking like that. We're just in an environment that, and creating the environment of positive gravity, of being gravitational in a good sense. And next thing you know, there's women around, there's other dudes around, because you can't be like, oh, just the females only. Like, it's cool to meet other dudes out there and make friends and be hella cool and have a good time at the bar for one night and make that contact and make that, because you don't know who he's gonna introduce, right? So I used to make mad friends in New Orleans all the time, or just people that I would just run into, you know, in Frenchman. We call it Frenchman or the French Quarter. I wasn't really a Bourbon Street kind of guy, because people are just too fucking drunk and stupid, and it's just, meh. You know, it's not my thing. So, like, you know, just be gravity, right? So, like, I just, you know, I think I kind of moved away from what I was talking about, you know, people not, you know, having good examples for parents. But the idea is to be gravity, right? And that goes to everything you do, right? And you're not always going to have positive gravity. Bad shit happens in the universe. Bad shit happens on the planet. bad things happen in life. You have your bad days, you have your good days, you know. But if you're if you just have naturally good gravity, you'll be able to easily surround yourself with good celestial bodies of other people. All right, you'll be able to easily look up and see the other stars because they're rotating around you. Now I know that's not how it works, but you see them. If you just get the gist of what I'm saying, you know, be smart, be a people person, be a part of the solution, you know. Make happiness your North Star. Have good gravity. And you'll be good. Your path will be set. You know, you'll be able to maneuver a little bit easier every fucking day, every week. You'll be able to work on yourself a little bit more here and there. You know, you don't need to have a six-pack abs. Get off Instagram. Unfollow all those ass pages and just unfollow that shit. Every time I scroll on Instagram, you know, I'm just throwing dimes out here. Every time I scroll on Instagram and I see some chick fucking... It used to be a workout page, and now it's some big booty fucking chick's page who I don't even know who she is. I just unfollow it. I just unfollow it, man. There's no... I have no reason to look at that. Right? I'm not saying I don't watch porn. I'm just saying that I got no reason for that shit to be on my timeline, because you look at your timelines a lot. You know, I deleted the Facebook app. I haven't been on that shit in months. I just re-downloaded Instagram. You know, I deleted Twitter, the app. You know, you gotta remove the distractions, because that's not good. That doesn't bring good things into your life. Right? It doesn't bring positivity. It doesn't foster healthy things. If you're constantly looking at everyone's facade of happiness. Because everything ain't perfect out there. So, you know, I'm tossing dimes. We're late into the podcast. I know it's 36 minutes in. You know, if you hung on, I appreciate it. You know, I really hope, you know, you go out there, listen to some people, man. I don't know all end all be all. I am what I am, and I'm going to share my experience with y'all. You know, so I'll keep y'all, you know, abreast of my situation and what's going on with me. And I hope that you are also, you know, taking chances on a few things. And at the end of the day, you know, take a chance on yourself, man. Please. You know, if happiness isn't your North Star, then you're wrong, you know. So we'll, you know, again, before we end this, I appreciate your time. You know, I really appreciate your time. I don't have a sign off. I think I tried it. We'll just keep going. So, you know, again, make happiness your North Star. Have good gravity. You know, and take a chance on yourself. Alright? So y'all enjoy, what's today? Hump day, Wednesday. You know, go home, talk to your wife, talk to your husband, talk to your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You know, just figure it out. Have a good conversation, man. And don't be afraid to take the criticism. You're not better than anyone. Okay? And you're definitely not better than your spouse. Because if you think like that, then you don't need to be in a relationship. Alright? Love y'all. Y'all stay up, man. Alright? One.